أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to another day in this blessed month of Ramadan. And in our theme under of Ramadan reflections of leadership and management principles within the Quran. Today being the 14th day of the month of Ramadan, this is the 2-week mark. And only 2 weeks remain in this blessed month to earn the good favors of Allah. As we continue in our theme, today we want to look at this concept which is also spoken about in the world today, which is a work-life balance. How do we manage our professional lives, the work that we have to do to earn our paycheck, with our personal life? This obviously is a challenge that we see, not only in today's day and age, but this is a Quranic concept which God has spoken about in a few different passages. But obviously when we look at the world that we live in today, this hyper-connected world, in a world which revolves 24/7, where businesses don't close, you can shop, you know, 9 to 9, let's say, in your brick and mortar store, and then go home and continue to shop online and have goods delivered to you, you know, same day sometimes. Some companies will offer same day delivery if you order online before a certain time. So how do we balance our work, busy careers, with our personal life, with our family, with our religious obligations, with ourselves, right? Forget about others. How do we take care of ourselves when we live in such a hyper-connected, ever-active, on world where connectivity is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? How do we balance this life with our professional career and our spirituality? Obviously, it's a challenge. It's not easy when we live in such a world and many of us have demanding professions and careers in which we can't really take time off. Even on vacation, we have our phones and we're connected to the office. But how do we really balance this? Well, let's look at the verse of the Quran and we'll come back and have a brief review and analysis of the understanding of the verse in the traditional sense, and also how it can impact us and how we can change ourselves to better have a balance between work and our personal life. In the Quran, in chapter number 19, which is Surah Maryam, Allah says the following statement.
وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ
And he enjoined on his family prayer and almsgiving. Now, if you look at the verse that came before this, verse number 54 of Surah Maryam, you'll realize that it spoke about Ismail, peace be upon him, one of the prophets of the Bani Israel, and obviously the son of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. And right before this, the verse mentioned that we should be making mention or reminders of Ismail, that he was a messenger of God, he was truthful to his word. And then God says that, you know, he was one who advised his family towards prayer and charity. The first part of the verse mentions that Ismail, peace be upon him, was a prophet of God. That was his job. That was his calling in life. That was his profession. That was his career. And then God says that, yes, he was a prophet. He had his own responsibilities in terms of leading people to God. And really, what profession can be more demanding than that? A computer programmer, demanding. An engineer, demanding. Somebody who owns their own restaurant, very demanding job, no doubt. You know, 12, 14, 16, 18 hours maybe you put in at work. But compare that to a prophet of God who is guiding humanity to the salvation, to the path of felicity, who does not have to punch in and punch out, right? A prophet of God is a prophet of God at 2 in the morning, as much he is as he is at 2 in the afternoon. Prophets of God don't take vacation. They don't, you know, go away to the Bahamas for the weekend. Prophets of God don't have, you know, their luxury of saying, if somebody were to come to their home that, you know, I'm not working, I'm off today, call me tomorrow, text message me, I'll reply to you when I get an opportunity. No, prophets of God are busy men. They work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, some of them for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years maybe. So our life of 50 years of work is trivial compared to prophets of God. But what does God say after that? After him being a prophet, he says that he enjoined upon his family the prayers and charity, right? That there was a component of off work. There was a component of separating work from the personal life. If prophets of God have that, you know, that understanding, again, I'm not saying that praying is not, you know, it's not important. Obviously it is, and charity is important, and serving the creations of God are all important. But we have to realize there has to be a balance between the two, between our professional career and between worship of God. And in our own personal lives, forget about our employees, but you and I, as leaders, as managers, as mentors to other people, we have to realize the same reality, that life should not revolve around work, right? It's not that work obviously has to be there, we need to earn money, but we should not wake up thinking that, you know, that is the end all and be all. It's just get up, go to work, go home, sleep, and do that 5, 6, 7 days a week, because we'll get burnt out, you know, without a doubt. Read articles online, read stories and anecdotes of people who are workaholics, right? The fact that we have to coin a phrase called workaholic is an indication of an issue within our society, that people can derive pleasure and can devote their entire lives to working. Again, we're not saying don't work, but we're saying have a balance between work and life. In this case, you know, work is on one side, our personal life should be on the other. We have to give time to spirituality as well. We have to give time to our families, to our spouse, to our children, to maybe our parents. We have to give time to praying. If the pilgrimage has become an obligation, we need to make sure we go for the Hajj, that we take vacation time, we put it aside, we bank it. And when Hajj season comes, we make that pilgrimage. Ziyarat to the 14 infallibles is highly, highly recommended. Some of the hadith tell us it's an obligation upon every Shia to renew his or her covenant with their Imam. And so that also becomes an obligation that we have to take time out of our schedule to perform. The point being, in this day of Ramadan, this 14th day, and this theme of work-life balance, is that we have to ensure that we, first of all, are maintaining that work-life balance, that we don't become overexerted at work, that we only focus on work. We have to ensure that we give time for everything in our lives, and that we also encourage those who are with us, who are working under us, who are employees, who are serving on different causes, that we also encourage them to not burn out and to maintain this work-life balance in every stage of their lives. As we conclude on this 14th day of the month of Ramadan, we ask God to give us that balance in our lives, that we can work and we can also enjoy what He has given to us, and to make the most of this life and to benefit from it in this world and in the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.